For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Much needed rain for South Central Kansas. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. An East Wichita crash over the weekend critically injured a woman. We have the details ahead.
A strong thunderstorm roared across the Wichita area Sunday evening, bringing heavy rain and wind gusts over 60 miles per hour near downtown Wichita and in Kechi. No damage is reported. Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport recorded 3.13 inches of rain Saturday, a record for the date. The old record was set in 1968. The heavy rain has raised the water level at Cheney Lake more than 6 inches over the weekend. Sunday's rain, total in Wichita, 42 hundredths of an inch.
Former President Trump hits the campaign trail in Macon, Georgia, vowing to ease high prices if he wins a second term.
To rapidly reduce inflation, I will end Kamala's war on American energy, and we will drill, baby drill, frack, frack, frack. We're going to go to town.
Vice President Kamala Harris visited Michigan State University in East Lansing. The vice president asking supporters to be intentional about building community.
In these final hours, let us remember that there is power in knowing that we are together. And let us remember that your vote is your voice and your voice is your power.
A woman was critically injured in an East Wichita crash Saturday afternoon.
It happened just before 3:30 p.m. at 13th Street North and Bluff Street, east of 13th and Hillside. Officials say it started as a vehicle was attempting to turn left to travel north on Bluff Street, and all three vehicles were involved, and a woman was trapped. Crews extricated the victim and transported her to a local hospital. No other injuries were reported. The crash remains under investigation. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Take a quick look at traffic this morning with Chad Chambers. Something going on, Chad. What is it?
Well, we've got a traffic accident. This is on Rock Road, right up at K96. And that exit, especially from westbound K96 onto Rock Road there, moving very, very slowly because of this traffic accident. Again, that's pretty close to K96. And actually, this is closer to Woodlawn. I was looking at the wrong direction. This is eastbound. It is closer to Rock Road. So start watching out when you get to Woodlawn, because up at Rock Road, that is when you're going to be approaching this thing.
In Oklahoma, strong storms and apparent tornadoes ripped roofs off buildings, knocking out power to thousands of homes and businesses. 24,000 utility customers still without power by yesterday afternoon. Authorities saying yesterday at least 11 people were hospitalized with injuries. They are expected to survive. There were no reported fatalities. Local TV footage showing downed power lines, walls peeled off homes, and overturned vehicles. A tornado watch was in effect for a large part of Oklahoma into last evening.
The union representing more than 1,000 Spirit AeroSystems engineers has reached an agreement on a new 4-year contract. Society of Professional Engineering Officials say the agreement would increase the money available for wage increases for Spirit engineers by at least 19% over the 4 years, with provisions for greater increases if needed to keep up with labor market conditions. The union will conduct a mail-in vote on the offer. Meanwhile, Boeing machinist workers plan to vote on a new contract offer today to end their 7-week strike.
The appearance of Vice President Harris on Saturday Night Live has one FCC commissioner up in arms.
Vice President Harris in the opening skit of SNL with comedian Maya Rudolph.
Keep Kamala and carry on a lot.
Republican FCC Commissioner Brennan Carr tells Fox the appearance by only the Democratic presidential nominee on SNL just before the election shouldn't have happened.
This appears to be a very clear and blatant effort by NBC to evade the FTC's equal time rule.
Harris's Republican rival, former President Trump, has hosted SNL in the past, once in 2004 and again in 2015. Some critics of the equal time rule say it's actually a violation of the First Amendment. The rule only applies to broadcasters, not cable outlets or online platforms. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Monday Night Football tonight with the Chiefs. Season opener tonight for Shocker Basketball. So we've got a lot going on. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Kansas is on track to set a new record in voter turnout. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News, 6:08. Make that 8:08. I've lost a couple of hours here. Daylight savings time, 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Monday morning. And Kansas is on track to set a new record in voter turnout. The Kansas Secretary of State says as of Friday, 1,516,000 ballots had been cast in advance voting in the state, marking just over the 25% turnout so far. Secretary of State Schwab says advance in-person voting concludes today at noon, while advance mail ballots must be postmarked by Election Day and received by the county election office no later than Friday, November 8th.
Following devastation from flash floods in eastern Spain, dozens of angry survivors lashing out at the royal couple.
They threw mud, rocks, and other objects. Crowds of furious residents in Spain's Valencia region chanted "murderers, murderers" as King Felipe and his wife surveyed the wreckage of last week's natural disaster. According to the country's national broadcaster, bodyguards opened umbrellas to shield the royals, one guard seen with a bloody forehead. The prime minister was also ushered away, his official vehicle with a hole in its back window. Many residents believe they should have been warned about the danger sooner. They also say the government's response was delayed. More than 200 people were killed. Pam Husso, Fox News.
A unique group traveled a long distance to run the long-distance New York Marathon over the weekend.
More than 250 Israelis have traveled to New York to run the marathon, saying that living in that country during Israel's wars against Hamas and Hezbollah has been challenging, but that they're in the U.S. to honor and remember those still being held by Hamas.
Today, we chosen to run with the yellow shirts of our team to remember all of our 101 hostages that are still in Gaza, and we are all praying for them to get released.
New York has been the site of many pro-Palestinian protests since October 7, 2023, including an occupancy at Columbia University last spring, which shut down the school. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident at Harry and Oliver. You want to watch out if you're around there. Some pretty heavy traffic right now, southbound on I-135, approaching the North Junction, especially with K-254 there. You can see that on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Also, a traffic accident eastbound on K-96, and it's pretty close to Rock Road, and that backup goes all the way back to Woodlawn. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
More showers and thunderstorms to start the new week. Mostly cloudy skies. Winds are going to be breezy as they switch out of the north at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cool high of 64 degrees. Still near the average for this time of year, though. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rhino Williams.
Now we have light rain in the area. 61 degrees and a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:11 here on this Monday morning, and just one more day, actual voting day, although it's been voting, we've all been voting for a while, some of us anyway. The election day is officially tomorrow, and we're just about to the end here of all the campaigning and so forth, and we want to talk with Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz this morning about not just the presidential race, but there are some other Senate and House races that could have a big impact on what happens from here on out. Right, Ryan?
That's absolutely right. Yeah, it's going to be a toss-up. You know, we don't know how the House is going to go. It could really go. This could be probably the last one we find out who the winner is, because There are key races in California as well as Alaska that may take a while to get counted. And with margins this tight, you know, it could go on for a number of days. So I think we might have a better idea of who controls the Senate after election night, especially if Republicans are able to win a number of key flips, which includes West Virginia, Montana, as well as Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Now, you talk about those. Those are the ones that are currently controlled by Democrats. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. So they're looking, they could have that many vulnerable, huh?
And you also factor in Arizona there, too. But we've kind of seen Democrats being favored in that race. It could be, obviously, a different story on election night. But, you know, I think the ones I just mentioned are the ones that Republicans are in best position to win on election night.
All right. What about in the House of Representatives? A lot more members there, but how many? How many races do you think are close in that one?
We have over 20 races rated as toss-ups, and there's about like a couple dozen or so that are either leaning D or leaning R. So this is anyone's ballgame, and there could be a number of upsets on election night or a number of disappointments for both Republicans and Democrats. But I think the big thing to watch early on for your audience is watch Indiana, Ohio, and watch Virginia. There's a couple of opportunities for Republicans to flip seats in that area. If they're able to do that, that could be a sign that Republicans are in for a good night. But in the Virginia race, there's two swing seats there. One's currently held by Democrats, the other held by Republicans. If Republicans win both, that could be an indication they're in for a good night. If they lose both, that could be an indication Republicans are in for a bad night.
We're looking at, and I'm hearing that it could be at least Thursday or Friday before we know who the president is. And could
definitely possible.
Yep. Could it be that long before we know House and Senate as well?
Yes. I think we're more likely to know Senate the night of, especially if we make it past Texas and some of the other Midwestern states before then. But it's going to be very hard to know who want runs the House before election days, before election week's over, especially with this potentially going to California. So unless it's a blowout, the House might be the last one we find out.
All right. Ryan, hey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Ryan Spells commenting on the House and Senate races, where the Republicans looking to flip a few places and the Democrats as well. Today is the fourth day of November here on a Monday. And our high temperature yesterday, 65 degrees. We're getting back toward what normal would be for this time of year after quite a lot of warmer weather this fall, Ted. I got 4.5 inches of rain for 2 days in the Riverside area. The National Weather Service saying more like 3.5 at the Weather Bureau. And you were commenting that, you know, it's different for everybody. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, most parts of town got 4+.
Yeah. That's a nice rain.
It is. Rainiest day of the year.
Yeah.
So we hadn't had one all year like that.
And it really was one of those on Saturday anyway. It just kind of rained all day, and it didn't have a lot of excitement till Sunday. We had a little bit, but nice to have the water. We need it. We need it so much here in South Central Kansas, especially. We're under drought for how long? Gosh, a long time. This was November 4th on this date in 2008. History was made as Democratic Senator Barack Obama of Illinois was elected the first black president of the United States, defeating the Republican candidate John McCain of Arizona. That was in 2008.
That was already 16 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
You believe that?
I know.
Time passes.
I know.
It's chugging right along. Today is Steve and Ted Show number 6,996.
Speaking of chugging along,
we're almost at 6,800. How about that? Yeah. All right, Steve and Ted, KNSS 816 now here on this Monday morning. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, here we go. We got Monday Night Football tonight, and it's prime time in Arrowhead Stadium up in Kansas City for Monday Night Football. You got the top team in the league, the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Chiefs are on a 13-game winning streak right now as they remain the only undefeated team in the league. Both teams in the top 10 in the league in points scored and time of possession. And, of course, The Buccaneers are led by former Oklahoma Sooners quarterback Baker Mayfield. And we talked about that on Friday with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs.
We get the mercurial Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which should be interesting. And Baker Mayfield can doubt the Chiefs. Dislike the Chiefs, disrespect the Chiefs, but you're going to have to deal with the Chiefs, which has become a little bit of a battle cry of the kingdom. You really have to say the same thing about Baker Mayfield. You can hate him, but you got to respect him. It's Wes Montooth and Anchorman here, because just when you think Mayfield's gone and buried, he, like Rasputin, comes back. He leads the NFL with 21 touchdown passes. Huh. He is definitely ornery enough to win this game Monday night, so we got our hands full with Baker Mayfield.
That'll be your matchup tonight. The last time the Chiefs beat the Buccaneers in Arrowhead was 38 years ago, 1986. Hey, the Chiefs are a 9-point favorite going into this one tonight for Monday Night Football. Buccaneers and the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis and the Chiefs Radio Network begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will kick off at 7:15 p.m. And, of course, you listen live right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All right, hey, it's basketball season, too, and if you want to get your basketball season off to a start early today, you've got a good option. How about the Wichita State women playing their season opener at Koch Arena, tipping off at 11 o'clock this morning? Shocker ladies hosting Oklahoma Christian, a Division II school, to get the season going. The Shocker men open tonight on the road. Wichita State is at Western Kentucky. First season-opening road game for the Shockers in 32 years. Earliest start ever for Shocker men's basketball as well, opening up on November 4th. A good Western Kentucky team that was in the NCAA tournament last year, the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, spoke with Wichita State head coach Paul Mills.
Just maybe a quick comment on the schedule overall, what you tried to accomplish in putting this schedule together.
Yeah, may have bitten off more than I can chew.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We can chew, but excited about it. You know, we needed to challenge ourselves. So there are 13 non-conference games. I think we're going to challenge ourselves, and we're excited about it.
The Shockers are a 1.5-point underdog heading into this one. The Shockers and the Hilltoppers. Wichita State at Western Kentucky, season opener tonight. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will tip off in Bowling Green, Kentucky at 7 o'clock tonight. And, of course, you listen live on your home of the Shockers, 103.7 KEYN. In Lawrence tonight, we have the season opener for the number one ranked team in the nation, the Kansas Jayhawks, hosting Howard. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence. These teams met fairly recently in the opening round of the NCAA tournament a year and a half ago. KU is a 25.5-point favorite tonight on home court. Jayhawks have won their home opener 51 years in a row, dating back to the streak starting under head coach Ted Owens back in the 1970s. Here we are a half century later, and they still win their home opener every year. In fact, KU head coach Bill Self is 21-0 in home openers as head coach. So you got the Jayhawks and Howard at 7 o'clock tonight in Lawrence. Great hockey weekend for the Wichita Thunder. A three-game sweep on home ice at Intrust Bank Arena. Three wins over the Rapid City Rush, a team that still hasn't won a game this season. Wichita won it yesterday afternoon, 3-0. Jay Dickman with a couple of goals. And goalie, Gabriel Carrier, with his first professional shutout. 38 saves yesterday. The Wichita Thunder is the top team in the league among 29 teams.
All right.
And they're on a six-game winning streak right now, and they have not lost a home game yet this season.
How many teams in that league?
There's 29 teams in the ECHL. Ooh. And on top of all of them is the Wichita Thunder.
Wow.
On a six-game winning streak right now. Good stuff after a great weekend at home. College volleyball, Wichita State keeps winning. The Shockers with a home-and-home sweep over the weekend against Tulsa, including a four-set win yesterday at Koch Arena. Brooklyn Leggett with a career-high 22 kills. Izzy Strand with 44 assists. Katie Galligan was all over the place with 27 digs, and Sarah Barham had 9 blocks. Shocker volleyball team has won 4 in a row. They're tied for 3rd place in the conference. And a couple of members of the Kansas City Royals are the best in the majors at their position on defense. 2 Gold Glove winners for the Royals this year. Both first-time winners. Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and starting pitcher Seth Lugo. How about that? In fact, Seth Lugo did not make an error the entire season at pitcher. 0 errors. So anything that came back to him, he got the out.
It doesn't attract as much attention as a great big home run, but every now and then that leather will save you a couple of games.
You got to get 27 outs, and if you got some of the best in the business doing that, that helps you win
sure
games.
Does.
Yep. So, congratulations to the Royals. There have now been 17 members all-time for the Kansas City Royals that have won a Gold Glove. And these are the 2 additions to the list. Congratulations there. All right, that is sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Harris has settled on the wrong issues. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Monday morning. 61 degrees, we've got rain now, some light rain around the Wichita area. Police have named a suspect in the fatal shooting of a 13-year-old boy at a Wichita convenience store on Halloween. Jermall Campbell is wanted in connection with the homicide that took place at the Quick Trip at Central and Oliver. If you have any information regarding his whereabouts, you're asked to contact police. To remain anonymous, you can contact Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are making their final pitches to voters.
With just over 24 hours to go until Election Day, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are hitting battleground states pretty hard. The former president rallied voters in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. The vice president, meanwhile, focused her efforts at various spots around Michigan. Election data shows over 75 million people have already cast their ballots. Polls say the election is up for grabs.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting there. With Election Day less than 24 hours away, close attention is being paid to not only the presidential race, but House and Senate races as well. Kansas 4th District Congressman Ron Estes was asked his thoughts if Republicans are not able to grab a majority.
That would be a problematic, and particularly problematic if, for some reason, the Democrats were to win either the House or the Senate, but particularly the House, because the President Trump would effectively be handcuffed, and the House would, you'd just see all these fake impeachment hearings start up again, exactly what they did before when Speaker Pelosi was in the majority.
You think they'd start that nonsense again?
They would start that nonsense again, yes.
Estes is opposed in the election by Democrat Esau Freeman. Congressman Ron Estes, a guest Sunday night on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS. The election tabulation machines were tested again Friday morning in Sedgwick County to make sure they are working properly. Election workers tested all county machines over a month ago. Deputy Election Commissioner Brad Beach says the ballots are then inserted into scanners that tabulate the results and save them on a thumb drive.
We then take that thumb drive at the end of the night of elections, bring it here to our office, load it into our server that is standalone, not tied to any internet whatsoever, load all that up, and then that's the results that come back.
Paper ballots are kept for 2 to 4 years in case of an audit. A deadly highway crash in Michigan.
They briefly closed a section of I-96 outside Lansing, Michigan to string some new utility lines that caused traffic to back up. The driver of an approaching semi-truck apparently didn't see the brake lights in time and slammed into the backup. The chain reaction crash damaging 15 vehicles, causing some of them to catch fire. 4 people died in the crash, 17 others injured. The fire may have done structural damage to an overpass. I-96 westbound closed while engineers from the Michigan Department of Transportation inspected. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
3 Chinese astronauts have returned to Earth after a 6-month stay on China's Tiangong space station. A parachute slowed their capsule's nighttime descent to a remote landing area in China's Inner Mongolia region. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS 850 here on a Monday morning.
Three big things.
Three.
Wichita police looking for a suspect, Jermall Campbell, in the killing of a 13-year-old boy on Halloween.
Two.
Spirit Aerosystems engineers and Boeing machinists begin voting on new contract deals today.
One.
Thunderstorms bring high wind and much-needed rain to south-central Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident just now being reported, Meridian and I-235. That is Meridian and I-235 there, southwest Wichita. This accident is on Meridian down there. Also raining pretty heavily in that area as well. And just here in Wichita, you're going to see some wet roadways out there. And make sure you're keeping those headlights on. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Flood watch today, 100% chance for rain with a high of 63 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 44. Tuesday becoming sunny and cooler on election day. Tomorrow's high, just 57 degrees. Now light rain, southeast wind at 10 miles per hour and 61 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Shares are mostly higher in Europe and Asia, as China's leaders begin a major meeting expected to bring fresh pledges to help the world's second-largest economy. We had an up-close on Wall Street Friday with the Dow up 288 points, NASDAQ up 145, S&P up 23. This morning, the Dow is down over 139 points, and S&P also down by just under 2 points. NASDAQ trading down by over 31 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. The hours before Election Day, we're going to have another high-impact vote for Wichita and its aviation industry. Striking Boeing machinists are going to head to the polls today on the West Coast to decide on an updated four-year contract offer, which would boost the general wage increase to 38% during the life of the deal, and it ups the one-time ratification bonus to $12,000. It's a strike that's been going on for 7 weeks. It has halted commercial production on Boeing 737 MAX, 767, and 777 planes, of which many Wichita companies do have a role in part of that supply chain. Three-week furloughs for 700 workers at Spirit AeroSystems, Wichita's largest employer and Boeing's biggest supplier. Those furloughs began Monday, tied to the work stoppage, with other local aviation subcontractors highlighting the pain that they're seeing within the industry.
Spirit AeroSystems and Society of Professional Engineering Employees and Aerospace Negotiators have come to terms on a tentative four-year agreement that would boost pay for Spirit engineers by at least 19% over the life of the deal. The contract offer includes provisions for higher increases if labor market conditions warrant, and a minimum 5% bonus in the spring of 2025 on top of the increased wage pools. Now, SPIA's negotiating team is recommending approval of the agreement, which would cover more than 1,000 engineers at Spirit's Wichita site. Voting on the offer will take place by a mail, with ballots going out to union members November 14th, and they will be due back on November 25th. The current six-year contract expires December 1st. So it looks like some pretty good news from the local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. And, yeah, it looks like some pretty good news coming from our aircraft industry here locally, Ted, and now Boeing out in Seattle, as we'd like to get folks back to work, off the picket lines, back in there. We've got that backlog of airplanes out there at Spirit we got to take care of, and let's get going. Time's a-wasting. Let's get back to work. Steve and Ted here on the fourth day of November. Wow. Halloween's over. We're into November. Then next stop, I guess, is Thanksgiving. Wow. The year's kind of slipping by on me. I don't know about you. Seems like it's going kind of fast. Yeah.
That roller coaster is going downhill fast.
It's like, I guess that's life, huh? This is Steve and Ted's show number, by the way, 9796.
No, say that
6796.
There you go, 6796.
6796. I was almost at 10,000 here. See how fast it is going? I'm trying to speed it up.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to speed it up a little bit. We've got a birthday today. Former First Lady Laura Bush is 78 years old today.
She is was the first lady of the United States from 2001 to 2009, and the wife of George W. Bush.
And Renee Steven from Spangles, birthday today. And right. The Hitman, our coworker Greg,
is having a birthday.
Having a birthday today.
And I'd like to say in passing, we're going to miss Johnny Tarrant, longtime friend and just a longtime friend. He has passed away, and he was one-time owner of Quick Trip here in town. Quick Print here in town. Glenn Beck coming up here with Steve and Ted. Selena Zito is on, Washington Examiner columnist and reporter. And at the top of the hour, much-needed rain arrives in south-central Kansas. That's on our news. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.